407-278-5939. Mr. Newell, can you believe we have another call ready to go?
Cool. Bring him in.
And this person, oh, you hung up. They gave up. Oh, they probably said, forget about it. Let me hang up. I give up. We have another caller, though. Someone to replace that person. Come on. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Mongello. Oh, excuse me. Scopa. Hey, guys. It's Patrick and Lydia from patrickandlydia.com, of course. And I have four things. The first thing is veiled in a compliment, but it's completely self-serving. Lydia and I were thrilled to get to spend some time with y'all at MouseFest. And since then, Adam Patrick Watts has arrived.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he, in fact, just prior to the last live show, same day, of course, tons of pics at patrickandlydia.com. But that was the first thing. The second thing, I know Fred's watching in the room there. Actually, it wouldn't be Fred, but it's a suggestion for MouseFest. And because we were there for all the different little meetings and things, then I realized that, you know, it's an unofficial event, and so Disney's not going to sanction PA equipment and things like that in a park. But, and this is, stay with me here, this is kind of a goofy idea, but what if the speakers, whoever that might be, I'm particularly thinking of MouseFest 101, had sort of like a Mr. Microphone kind of set up, or an iPod transmitter kind of set up, and everybody could wear an FM radio, and that way you could have kind of a virtual sound reinforcement without actually, you know, blasting sound throughout the park.
That would be interesting. I'm not sure. It's a good, I don't know if it'll fly. You know what I mean?
No, the problem with that is you do not want to bring attention to yourself by doing something like that.
Yeah.
The third thing I have, we went down for my birthday last year, and I got my birthday pin. And they did the deal where they said, what's your favorite character at check-in, you know, all that business. And we went around, and actually it was at the end of the day, my birthday, at the American Experience, that my phone call from Goofy. And this may be one of those moving hydrolators kind of questions, but how did they do that? I know they just dialed the Goofy message number, but how did the cast member know that was the message I was supposed to get?
What did the message say?
Oh, it's just one of those, hey, this is Goofy, happy birthday, that kind of deal, you know. But the deal was, is I showed up at the American Experience, and they saw my pin and said, are you, I don't remember what exactly, I think they might have said, are you Patrick Watts? So I wonder if they have, do they pass a list out of birthday people that have registered or something like that?
That's how would question. They?
Someone, right, in, so... someone in chat is saying Goofy is all-knowing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is there something in
the end of the day? Yeah, and I did not tell them that it was Goofy. It was supposed to have my message. But the deal was I checked in the night before at Scopa Towers, and they said, who's your favorite character? I said, Goofy. And then the next day was my birthday, and I was at the parks all day long. And at the end of the day is when they pulled me aside for the phone call.
You weren't wearing like a birthday button, nothing like that?
I was wearing the button, but it didn't say Goofy on it. Hmm. And I would assume if I had said my favorite character was Mickey, I would have gotten a call from Mickey or you know, something like that.
That's a good question. So I guess we'd have to ask people though. Does Goofy always do the birthday?
Yeah, and I'm being told that it's always Goofy.
Yeah. Okay. So that might.
I just guessed right, huh?
Yeah, just might be. Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell them your favorite Tinkerbell,
and it would. I had a 1 in 5 chance then, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one of the big 5. Yeah, exactly. So 20% of the people think it's just amazing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the fourth and final thing, you asked about the surprises, and the one thing that was really cool when it was actually the first time that Lydia and I went down in 2005. I had just changed jobs, and we were down for a 5-day trip to the Poly. And it was our first time together to go to Disney World. I've been as a teenager, and she'd been as a teenager, but we'd never been together. So, but Lydia's lactose intolerant, and we had no idea how they would deal with that. And everywhere we go, you know, we kind of have to look at menus and hope and pray that there's something she can eat and that kind of thing. And we knew that, you know, Disney being a closed system, we weren't going to have a lot of chances to, you know, pick and choose. We're going to have to kind of take what we had. And, you know, of course, now we know, and y'all know, that they do that kind of thing in spades. Everywhere you go, they fall over backwards trying to accommodate. But the thing that did it for us, that sold us forever, really, on Disney, is when we went to Liberty Tree. And, you know, Liberty Tree is
I love
family-style dining.
I know no one likes it. I love Liberty Tree. I think, I mean, you bring a kid there, the kid will be happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you bring an adult there, they'll be happy, too, because we had it was just the two of us, and they set us at a table for two. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're thinking of family style, so, okay, well, Lydia probably ate the turkey, but we won't be able to put the gravy on it, and we won't be able to have the mashed potatoes and all this. Well, the server said, I see you have a dietary restriction, so here's what we're going to do. The chef is going to come out and talk to you about it. So the chef comes out, and he was so nice, and he said, okay, here's what I can do. I can make the gravy for you without any milk in it. Instead of the mashed potatoes that we normally do, I'll give you the mashed potatoes. I can make special for you mashed potatoes, such and such. And he said, would you like me to see what I can do for dessert for you? She said, oh, sure. And so we had the meal, and they brought each of us our own plates, hers with the lactose-free stuff, mine with the regular, and actually hers was better in most cases because it was custom-made for her. And at the end of the meal, the chef came back out with a dessert for her that was this little flourless chocolate cake and two scoops of Rice Dream ice cream set up to look like a Mickey head with sprinkles and all that kind of stuff on it. And you got to understand, when somebody's lactose intolerant, you don't ever get dessert out. Because every dessert, almost every dessert you can think of, cream or butter in it or something. And I mean, Lydia was crying when he brought it out. And it's the Disney thing. It's the Mickey head, you know? And so that was the most special moment we've had at Walt Disney World. But it keeps us coming back to it.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And anybody wants to see pictures of Adam, patrickandlydia.com. Not that I'm trying to plug my own family site or anything. So. Talk to you guys later.
See you.
All right. Okay, terrific.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
It's Stuart, the Disney Geek Dad from Howell, New Jersey.
Awesome. Hey, how's it going?
Well, good. You've won a free WW Today t-shirt care of Mouse World Radio. Congratulations. Oh,
thank you very much. Wow, at least I got through.
Yeah.
Big fan of the show.
Listen awesome.
All the time. My daughter's standing here right with me. She's supposed to go to bed now, but she had
to call in. Awesome. Well,
you want to say hello to you? I should have wanted to say hello.
Are you going to get
hello?
Are you going to keep the shirt for you? Or are you going to give it to your daughter?
I'm sorry.
Are you going to keep the shirt for yourself, or are you going to give it to your daughter?
I'm going to give it to my daughter.
Oh, so nice.
That's nice.
Well, yeah.
Do me a favor and send an email to matt@wwtoday.com and send me your name, address, and size of the shirt you'd like.
I will certainly do that.
Awesome. Cool. Can we answer anything for you while we got you here? Certainly, we're not just here to give away swag.
Yeah, the next time that I go to Disney, mm-hmm. we're planning on, I guess, we're arriving on a Saturday and leaving on a Saturday. And mm-hmm. we were planning on going to Disney Hollywood Studios on the weekend, doing Animal Kingdom on Monday, Epcot Tuesday and Wednesday, Magic Kingdom Thursday and Friday, and leaving Saturday open. Are there any days that I guess Len or any of the other guys would like to let me know or that we're doing wrong? Should we rethink how we're planning it?
Are you staying at a Disney resort?
Yes, we're staying in the French Quarter.
Okay. So Thursday is usually a morning extra magic hour for the Magic Kingdom, but it's also one of the most crowded days. It's probably the most crowded day of the week for the park. You could do a Wednesday. You could do a Wednesday Thursday at the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that might work out better because Wednesday is traditionally one of the slowest days. Tuesday and Wednesday are two of the slowest days of the week for the Magic Kingdom. So you could probably do that. That might work out a little bit better. Monday's really not bad for the studios, actually. When are you going? What are your dates?
The last week of August, Saturday through Saturday.
Okay, cool. So I would check the crowd calendar, but on the site, and let me know if you need those dates.
The one deviation
I would say from that is if you look at the morning extra magic hours. Do you guys have any trouble getting up early in the morning?
That's why I picked the way I did to take advantage of the morning hours.
Yeah. So morning extra magic hours were great for the Magic Kingdom and for Epcot. They kind of work okay for the studios, and I don't think they pay to get up early at the Animal Kingdom. So if you could do like a morning extra magic hour, you know, on Thursday at the Magic Kingdom, you can still take your daughter back for a nap at midday, and I think that would work out best. So what I would say is start with the crowd calendar and then modify it by doing the morning extra magic hours at Epcot and the Magic Kingdom and see how that works out for a schedule. And then shoot us an email if you have any questions after that.
I certainly would do that.
If that was me, that's exactly the way I would do it too. But definitely get some rest to midday because you'll definitely be able to see everything. Okay. And you don't want to walk around all tired and zombie-like. How old's your daughter?
She's 11, going on 12.
Oh, okay. So fabulous. So I went with my 9-year-old last summer twice, and it was great. So with go ahead.
And so we were there 2 years ago with them. We've been taking them at least every 2 or 3 years since my daughter was 2 years old.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be fine. Make sure you spend some time at the pool. You'll be great.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks. Good luck. Thank
you. All right. Take care.
Bye. 407-278-5939. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Paul from Rochester, New York.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Nope, you guys put on a great show.
Thank you.
I've been listening since December 2005.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
No, I had a question about the Disney dining card.
Sure.
I'm going in October, and I have a voucher for an annual pass. Mm-hmm. What's the quickest way to get a dining card when I get there?
I think any of the guest relations windows would do it. I think I picked mine up at Epcot, but I think any of the guest relations windows would do it, right?
Yeah. They.
Is it just that? So it's anywhere?
Yeah, I think any of the four guest relation cards, yeah.
It used to be just Epcot, okay. And now you can go to any of the guest relations at any of the four theme parks.
Terrific. And with an annual pass voucher, will I get the discount at the hotel, or do you have to actually have to redeem it before you get the discount? I'll redeem it when I get there, but I'll be at the hotel first.
Yeah, I think...
So actually had this happen to me last time. What they'll do is they'll book it, And they'll let you check in. Just sometime during your trip, you have to walk back to the lobby and just show your card.
All right.
Great.
Yeah.
Those are my questions.
Great. Well, cool. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're very well. Good luck.
407-278-5939. Another caller right behind it. Could be Mr. Newell. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. Yeah, this is Marissa from Jacksonville.
Hey, Marissa. It's not Newell, though. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
How's it going?
I can't. It's going well. I can't believe I got through. This is so exciting.
Oh, cool.
Welcome to the
show. Did you call the right show?
Well, I was calling because I was wondering if you guys had ever thought about putting like a greatest hits link on your website for your podcast.
Oh, the worst.
And I asked because I'm trying to get my husband into listening to your podcast because I know he would really like it. But I made him listen to one of them, and he didn't think it was nearly as funny as I did. And I think it's because he didn't understand any of the personal jokes. You guys should put like a link so you can listen to the one with the Narcooses joke and the Hydrolator, the dinosaur, all that, so that your new listeners can get into it the way that us old listeners have.
Marissa, I think you're talking about like WDW Today 101. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
I think it's a good idea. I think, you know, what I might do, Marissa, is put up a wiki, a Wikipedia type thing on our site, and we can start putting in a lot of these references. You know, here's the joke for episode, you know, whatever, the Narcooses joke, the Cave of Wonders joke, all those kinds of things. And you can go back
that show
and listen to them.
Was that Friday's show?
That was a Friday show.
and tomorrow's.
That was really funny.
You haven't heard Friday's show yet?
Tomorrow's show is going to be classic.
Marissa, you haven't heard Friday's show yet?
Excuse me?
You haven't heard Friday's show yet?
I heard the Cave of Wonders joke, but I don't think
Okay. That's
it was really good.
Okay, good. We should put that together. But I think, you know, with all the free time Mike Newell has, Mike, when you have a moment, feel free to put together our greatest hits.
For Marissa, I'll do it.
Oh, thank you guys so much. You're all awesome. I love listening to you.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, she hung up.
Oh, okay.
We have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Joy from New Jersey.
Joy.
Hi, Matt. I don't know if you remember, but I've been on the. I've been sending you emails back and forth about the problem with the website.
That's right.
Not being able to get Yeah, yeah, it's still not working right, but I'll just have to go in as a guest, I guess, because it works fine that way. But that wasn't what I called about. I hope that one of you guys can help me. We're going to Disneyland Paris in March, and does anybody have any recommendations? Has anybody been there? And yeah,
there's actually a really good trip report over on mousesavers.com that Mary Ring had done on her last trip there.
Okay. Nobody's probably been there.
No, I can't get Bob to spring for the trip yet, so.
I always wanted.
I know.
If I had the money, I wanted to become the Len Testa of Disneyland Paris. But
the Len Testa, nice.
But I'm being there's a ball and chain attached to my ankle that won't let me do that.
Oh yeah.
Oh. That's scope, obviously. Like that. That's what I'm talking about. Right.
I went around looking. I thought maybe you had an unofficial guide to it. But you have an unofficial guide to Paris? And you got like a little, you know, snippet about Disneyland Paris. I was like, oh, that's not going to help. You know, I just thought maybe somebody, because I don't know too many people have been there, and this is, you know, my daughter is studying a semester abroad in London, and I told her we'd go visit her, but only if we took a trip to Paris to see Disneyland. So.
I would love to get out there, Joy. I mean, Tower of Terror just opened out over there, and they're really redoing the entire park. They've been in the midst of doing a lot down there, and I'm dying to get out there. I think it looks fabulous from what I can see online.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'll look up that thing on Mouse Savers, darling. Listen, thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for everything you guys do.
Oh, thank you, Joey.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And, Joey, we should also mention for you that there's a good website you might want to check out, wdsfans.com. It's about it's a series of websites about Walt Disney World Paris. Disneyland Paris, that's the name. So check that one out.
Disneyland Paris. Okay, great.
All right, thanks very much. And we have another caller. Is this Mike Newell? Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Michelle. I'm calling for Liam. Hold on.
You couldn't name
it. Hi, my name is Liam. I'm from New Hampshire. And I would like to know when Stacy is going to be on again.
When is Stacy going to be on again?
Hi, Liam. This is Mike. How are you?
Good.
Liam and I share the same passion for being
Stacy?
Top fans. Yeah, Stacy. Liam, that's a good question. You will be among the first to know when we have just the right time to bring Stacy on. I think when the last time we had Stacy on, I think we talked about bringing her on sometime maybe in March, but we'll be sure to keep in touch with her, and we will let you know so that you'll be able to all she can about WDW.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, cool. Liam.
Thanks,
Liam.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night.
Bye, neighbor. Bye, neighbor.
4727859939. Another Connecticutian is on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Hey Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I got some questions for you. I think one of your last question shows, someone had written in asking about Water Fun and More and if they actually expired when the ticket expired.
Yes.
And I think you guys said no, it didn't. So I called Disney with my old ticket numbers.
Yep.
Hoping that I would get some free water fun parks because I knew I didn't use them all. And like they wouldn't even take my ticket number. They're just like, no, if you bought them after 2006 and they're more than 14 days since the first day you used them, everything expires. If you didn't,
well, you have to have no expiration ticket.
It was with the no expiration option.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I don't know if we just...
And I am planning a trip for 12 of us in December. I'm like trying to get this really planned out, and I want to get all my dining reservations, you know, that morning, 180 days out to try to get 12 people anywhere. But I'm having trouble because I don't know what nights Very Merry will be available, and
yeah, they haven't
this show in Epcot.
The Candlelight Processional.
Yeah, that's the one. Do you know how early those come out?
Well, we can. Jeez. When were they announced last year? It was fairly late.
July,
August. It won't be shouldn't be any later than July because Once this puts out the park hours for December, you'll have a great idea of when the Very Merry Christmas Party is going to be, because the park will close at 7 p.m. And there won't be any fireworks or nighttime parade on those days.
But I need to make all my dining reservations in June to get 12 people into any place.
So Disney should be releasing the calendar at the 180 day mark. So you should literally know within a day or two of 180 days when the calendar comes out. Yeah. They're already up to August right now, so they've got August, and they did that in around February 1st. So literally within 1 or 2 days of your 180th day, you know what you could do? We could go back and look at last year's to see if it was on, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, for example, and try and do it that way.
Okay. Sort of on the same days every year? Or?
Yeah, it doesn't usually vary, you know, by much. But if you had to go by something, right, you would go by last year's schedule, because that's the closest thing that you have to past performance, right?
Right. So I'm trying to balance out the crowd calendar with what nights I want to be there for the different special events, and then the various grand gathering things.
Right.
Have you guys done the grand gatherings?
I have not. One of the things I know that Annette, who's on the show a lot, is well versed in them. Is there a specific question you have?
I think they're only available certain nights from the vague stuff I can find on the website. So that's another thing I'm trying to balance in there, is if they're going to know what nights those are. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Cool. Love.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. I need to settle something here. A bit of a insurrection going on in the chat room. If you can remember, trying to think, maybe Tiananmen Square or the American Liberating Baghdad. This is nothing. People in chat are near outraged that I am not giving away a free T-shirt to poor little Liam. So if you'd like to call back. And I remember what number it is, which I don't. Liam, if you could, or your mother, obviously, I think was the one who's actually controlling.
Oh, that's
show.
It. You're gonna expect the 2-year-old to dial a phone. Is that a
that's hot right? Phone? That's right. They can know it.
It's a little skills test. Mother, yeah.
In the chat, www.today.com, or call us back. I will try to get you on, and we will try to give you the shirt. Care of Mr.
Try.
We'll try. Assuming we can
do or do about. Not. There is no try.
Thanks, Theodore.
Yeah, no problem there for you.
And we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Mangello, guys. This is Kevin from outside of Philly.
Hey, Mangello.
I'm calling. I have a question. I have two kids. Both of them are in college, 21 and 18. And we just booked them for Pop Century. Think that's okay for them?
Heck yeah.
Wait, are you paying for it?
Yeah, we already booked
it. Then it's fine. Let him sleep in the car. What the hell?
Yeah. Now, is it for, like, or do you, like, need a preferred room, or is it, like, for a big resort?
It's a fairly big resort, but I think the preferred rooms are only going to be, like, 100 yards closer than... You know, maybe a couple hundred yards closer than the farthest possible room. I mean, if they're healthy young adults, it's not going to make any difference whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's very generous of you to book rooms for them.
Yeah. I'm a new annual pass holder, so
congratulations.
I just listened to your show Friday. And I just did everything, like called down there. I got all the restaurants that, you know.
Oh, great. Yeah. All your reservations?
Yeah, all the reservations. You know, so then I'm, you know, you get the diner plan. But they say that's only till May.
The special, you mean?
Yeah, May 21st.
Yeah, I think that's when the offer ends, yeah. When's your trip for your kids?
We're actually going the 16th to the 23rd.
I think it'll be okay if you somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think as long as you check in, you're set. As long as you check in by that day, you're set. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Yeah, where are you coming from?
Right outside of Philly, Lafayette Hill, PA.
Are you you're driving or flying?
Well, usually we drive down, but this we're gonna fly now.
Oh, that's nice. So was
back down.
You flying out of Philly?
Yeah, AirTran.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, AirTran's fabulous. Yeah, no problem there. What is that, Matt? Is that Terminal A that they come into in Orlando?
Terminal B.
Terminal B for Orlando. Yeah. So yeah, you'll be fine. No problems there at all.
Okay. Yeah, I've been a long time listener.
Oh, great.
Love you guys.
Great. Well, thanks. Most appreciate it.
Thanks for everything.
Hey, good luck with the trip,
Kevin.
All right. Bye.
How sad is that? That Matt knew that it's Terminal B for AirTran.
Hey,
Terminal A for Southwest.
Hello.
Liam, you got through. Yeah, would you like a t-shirt, Liam?
I think he's going to make you say something, though, Liam. I think he's going to make... Liam, I think Matt's going to make you say something, though.
Liam, you can win a t-shirt. I just need you to say one thing, okay?
Okay.
Just say, I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
That was great. Very good. Liam, can you put your mommy on
awesome.
So I can talk to her?
That was awesome.
I like the dinosaur ride.
Give him two.
Liam, can we talk to your mom for a second?
Okay.
Thanks, Liam.
Have fun with the show.
Hello.
Hi, Liam.
Hello.
Hi, Liam's mom.
Hello.
Hi. Well, we were giving away Liam a t-shirt. I'm not sure if you're aware. In the chat room, there was a rebellion against me because, like, I told him no or something. But anyway, we're giving
Liam... No, I had no idea that was going on in the chat room.
Oh, my God. People are, like... First of all, Scopa is the leader of the rebellion. Let me just point that out. And
that's because he's from New Hampshire and he takes care of his own.
That's right.
That's right.
So if you could do me a favor and email matt@wdwtoday.com and just email me your mailing address and what size Liam needs.
We will be sure to do that.
And of course, that t-shirt.
Have another one, Len.
I know, really.
Care of Mouse World Radio, who's giving away, donating the t-shirt. So we hope that, please take a picture of Liam in the shirt and send it to us.
We will certainly do that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Liam.
Are the chat room people happy now? Have I appeased the chat gods? Jeez.
don't torment them, Matt. You know better than that.
I know.
We have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Paul from Alabama.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Wow, I thought you guys didn't want to listen to Rednecks tonight.
I was singing Sweet Home Alabama during a break. Good.
That's one of those songs I hear too often.
Too often. Sort of like an anthem. It's more of a way of life around here. Go ahead.
Hey, Len.
Yeah.
I was at the store today, and we're planning to go to Europe this summer. And my wife was getting some Rick Steves travel books. Do you know who Rick Steves is?
Yeah, I've got the Paris book, and it's pretty good actually. And I talked to his publicist in the last 60 days.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. We were looking at, because you know the travel books are right next to the Disney travel books, and we were comparing his books to the unofficial guide.
Yeah.
And you realize that the unofficial guide is the same size as the France book and the England book put together.
Oh, really? Is that the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World? Is the same size as the?
If you put France and England together, it's equal to the unofficial guide.
That's so funny.
I just thought that was funny.
It's bigger print too. I mean, I really like the Rick Steves stuff. I like his he does maps of the museums and things. I think I don't know if I quite get how he organizes the hotel and the dining information in there. But again, I've been looking at an unofficial guide now for 15 years, so it's a little bit different. But I, you know, in general, the background material is great. It's pretty witty. I don't know if he has a website with updates or anything on it, but in general, the stuff's not bad.
Yeah, he does have a website. My wife's been, she's been obsessing over this trip like I normally do, the obsessing on the trips to Disney.
And where are you guys going in Europe?
We're going just Germany, France, England, Italy, just kind of going around this.
Well, someone in the chat room is pointing out that Walt Disney World is more fun than England and France. So, thank you, Monterey.
I'm sure the food's probably better at Disney World. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't have any trouble finding anything to eat in England. Of course, I'll eat anything. My wife, I think, lost 10 pounds on the trip because she could not find anything worth eating. I was more than happy to eat fish and chips out of a soggy newspaper container, but whatever. That was fun. We do have, you know, unofficial guides to major destinations in Europe. If you want to take a look at one of those, I can put you in contact with the authors of those books. They're typically okay. Living in those countries. So let me know if you need some help with that.
I'm looking at some of the things in the chat right now, and I was joking with my wife saying that, you know, you could, you know, you know, when you do something when you're an official guide for Walt Disney World for the countries around the world showcase get bigger than the actual bigger. country guidebooks, and then, you know, we're definitely getting too anal when it comes to Disney World.
I've told Bob that once I'm done with these other two books, my reward is going to be the unofficial guide to Paris. So I've always wanted to do that one. So we'll see.
So yeah, have to drag you over there kicking and screaming, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I'd be on the next plane, man.
All right, thanks for calling in.
But just let you know that I was trying to remember the first time I went to Disney World, and I think it was like right after they opened, and it would have been what? They opened in 71.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably it was 72. We had a friend who lived outside of there, and we went down. And I just remember growing up watching, you know, The Wonderful World of Disney and seeing the shows that did on Disneyland and always wanting to go. And we lived in Virginia, and it was like, you know, never going to go to California. And finally getting to go, I really honestly don't remember the trip. I mean, going, just remembering I got to go. That was just, you know, and I got to be there. That was like the best thing ever.
Yeah, I remember on my first trip going through the monorail, go through the Contemporary and the monorail, thinking, what kind of people stay in this hotel? You know, like they must be, you know, celebrities and ultra rich, you know, very special people. And of course, now that I've probably spent 6 months of my life, you know, in the hotel, it's just really funny.
But anyway, well, thanks a lot, and you guys are doing great. And look forward to hearing the next show.
Thanks very much for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. We have one more prize to give away. Newell, do you think we should give it away now?
We've got two more prizes, don't we?
No, you gave one away to Liam.
Oh, I thought that was an extra one.
Oh, okay. Well, we got two prizes to give away. Let's give away one of the other prizes right now. Let's put away Mike.
Sounds good. Who wants to win a prize?
Who wants to win a prize? That's right. Fred Block of Magic Meets is donating. He's donating one shirt and a pin from Magic Meets. So there's a Magic Meets shirt you're going to get and a Magic Meets pin. All you have to do is call 407-278-5939 right now to win. And this is care of Fred Block of Magic Meets. It's coming up this July. We're all going to be there. Len will probably book his trip the day before, but we will all be there.
Whatever. So what?
Just saying. 407-278-5939. And you can give us a call and you can win, again, the free t-shirt and a free pen, care of Fred Block of Magic Meets, good friend of the show.
So, now, if Len calls in, he can win this.
Hey, what's the dial-in number again?
See?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get the number for you, Len.
Yeah, shut up.
976.
Yeah.
You can call 646-996. Anyway, 407-278-5939. You can win the shirt and the pin. You know, it's funny. We get like call after call after call after call answering stuff. When people want to win stuff, it's like, oh, hold on a second. I don't want to waste my call on that.
Hold on. Exactly.
Lovely. Yeah, you can join us in the chat. Don't forget, you go to wdwtoday.com. There's a link to the chat room. There's over 80 people in the chat right now, and you can join them. Just go to wdwtoday.com/chat. And, I mean, it's really a lot of fun. I think if you're in there, there's a lot of fun comments in there. Already the chat room has already influenced the show because it is an interactive show. So we got a winner. We've got a winner, and it is from great state of Connecticut. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Big surprise.
This is Jeff in Connecticut.
Hey, Jeff, congratulations. You've won a Magic Meets t-shirt along with a Magic Meets pin thanks to Fred Block of Magic Meets, which is coming up in July 2008.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, all you have to do is just send an email to matt@wdwtoday.com with your mailing address and what size you'd like the shirt.
Oh, okay.
And we will...
So do you want to know the thing that surprised me the most about Disney World the first time I went
definitely.
There?
Absolutely.
It snows in Orlando.
What happened there?
Look it up on the internet. In January of 77, it snowed in Orlando, and I was there.
That's funny.
Watching all the kids frolicking in the snow and enjoying themselves on the evening news, going, what the hell am I doing here in this weather? I could have stayed in Massachusetts for this.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in.
Pardon?
Thanks for calling in, and congratulations on winning.
Thank you very much.
All right.
See you.
Cool. See you, Jeff.
We have another caller, probably looking for something free. Stop calling. Speak with.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. It was my idea in the chat room to give Liam a shirt, so now I think I need a shirt.
Thanks very much. Nice. This is what I have to say to you, ma'am.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That soundboard away from him, please.
I just want a free breakfast buffet voucher at Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much? Sure.
Like for $150.
Yes. I actually read about tips for teens. There was a tips for teens section in the unofficial guide. It's not there anymore. What happened to that?
Yeah, very good, Mr. Newell.
We all got older. We're looking to put something teen oriented in the unofficial guide with kids, and there'll be something on the website as well. We're working on it right now with a specific teen author. With teens, yeah. Thank you.
And then I'm gonna hang up so I can listen to y'all. But what about the new dining plan? I was looking in the unofficial guide show notes. And I searched new dining plan because I wanted to see what's new, what you think about it, the whole tipping thing. So can you just talk about
what's on
that
the website? Go take a look at it's on touringplans.com. We actually keep it for the website's organized like the book, so it's actually in the hotel section because it's part of the package. So look there. Yeah, I know. But I'll it's not like I can't add another hyperlink on the website. I got to do that. In general, it's not bad. It saves $4 to $7 per adult per day on dining, assuming you can eat all the food, and you get the restaurants you want. So those are the two big ifs.
Right.
So if you've got reservations at your first or second choice restaurants, and you food is an integral part of your theme park experience, then yeah, it's a good deal. Otherwise, I wouldn't get it. And the reason why I wouldn't get it is if you miss one meal or if you start to not want a substantial amount of that food, you're better off just paying out of pocket.
Well, we're mostly doing buffets, so I think that's where you save. And we're doing BOMA twice and Crystal Palace once. And so right there, that's almost your whole allotment plus lunch, your counter service, and a snack.
Right.
Okay. Thanks for giving Liam the shirt.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And 407-278-5939. We do have one more prize to give away, right, Mr. Newell?
Yep.
And, of course, we have another shirt to give away from care of Mouse World Radio. That'll be a little bit later. But the phone lines are open right now, so you can give us a call. We should also mention our sponsor again, which is MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, the official travel agency of WDW Today. Specializing in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world, MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and the recommended travel planner for all ears.net. They provide their services with no additional agency fees. So, to get an obligation quote, just visit www.mousefantravel.com. And
say hi to Annette.
Say hi to Annette, of course. Annette needs all the attention she can get. So when you call in and say, I need to talk to Annette, it's imperative. And definitely get a hold of her. The famous Annette, don't forget.
The famous Annette, that's right.